Good evening. You are listening to Geek World on KCLAFM.com with your superhero, super hosts, Anime and Dave, here to bring you the best in the world of geek. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about the Wii, but if you want to get in touch with us here in the studio, you can send us an email to animeontheradio@yahoo.com. That's A-N-N-A-M-A-Y. ontheradio@yahoo.com, or check out our MySpace page at myspace.com/geekworld. So we had the pleasure today of playing a little bit of Wii over at the mall by our apartment.
Yes, we played the Wii.
Wii!
See, that was pretty funny, right?
Oh, very.
Intensely.
Hilarious.
Very funny. Yeah, we got to play the Wii. That was pretty awesome, huh?
So awesome.
So what are your first impressions?
It is a fantabulous.
Fantabulous, huh?
Fantabulous system.
I thought it was totally excellent also.
Yeah.
And that's it. No, just kidding.
It was a lot of fun, and the games really do take on a completely new feel when you use the Wiimote.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't help but notice, I mean, obviously anytime you play free video games, you're going to have fun.
Yeah,
but I couldn't help but notice, like, the huge smiles on everyone's face while they were playing. And they, you know, they had this huge, basically it was like 6 kiosks all centered around the mall. And, you know, people would just go up and they could play all the Wii Sports games, Legend of Zelda, and Excite Truck. And I tell you, those people look so happy. And there were, like, older people, you know, well, older as in, like, you know, their 30s, 40s, people with kids. And there were, you know, young kids. There were, you know, people more in the 20s. Everyone was there. Everyone was having a ton of fun.
Absolutely.
And I've never really seen anything quite like that. So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, entirely. And, I mean, from Zelda to the Wii Sports, I mean, there really is something for everyone. They also had, what did they have there?
Excite Truck.
They had Excite Truck, Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah, Marvel Ultimate Alliance also.
We have on the PS2, but
yes.
It really was so different just watching people play with the Wiimote.
Yeah, it looked really cool. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get on there, but I understand that, you know, a lot of the moves that you have to map out for the PS2 controller, you can just do instantly with the Wii remote because all it is a gesture.
That's
so
cool.
That's pretty awesome. So it's a whole new way. I tell you, I got to get that Wii soon because I really want to get Dragon Ball Z Tenkaichi 2 for it.
Yeah.
Because I understand, though you look like a total nerd, you know, when you're going to do the Kamehameha.
When do you not look like a total nerd?
Hey, you know, that's not the point. What the point is the video game. And the point of the video game is, if you're going to do a Goku Kamehameha, you actually have to almost make that fireball motion with your hands.
Look at you making it right now.
Well, I'm trying to illustrate it through motion, through sound somehow. And I can tell that everyone here in the audience knows exactly what I'm talking about. Any of you who are not Dragon Ball Z fans, shame on you. It's also a lot like Ryu's fireball in Street Fighter 2, you know. So there you go, that's kind of the look. But I tell you what, I was kind of surprised by a few things. The first thing I was surprised by is how small the Wiimote was.
Yeah, it's about the size of maybe a Snickers bar.
Yeah, about
a standard Snickers bar.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely about the size of a candy bar.
Definitely smaller than a king size candy bar.
Yeah, I was surprised. You know, I mean, I guess I shouldn't be that surprised. But, you know, I just, you see pictures and you just assume things would be a little bigger, you know? But it was definitely tiny. But I guess it makes sense, right? Because they're trying to get everybody to play. It's got to be universal.
I have to say, with certain remotes, with certain controllers, the PS2 I can deal with. The Xbox causes me physical pain.
Yeah, that is definitely made for a male audience, those controllers. They're definitely bigger. Though the 360 is a little sleeker, certainly.
The GameCube, while I don't have one, the few times I've played, the remote the controller is kind of strangely laid out.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It kind of looks like something that, I don't know, came out of, you know, the Fly with the transporters and how the two things melded together, DNA? It's kind of like they put a bunch of controllers into a pod from the Fly, and that's what turned out.
But the Wiimote, it's unique but small enough that it's kind of like the original Nintendo controller.
Yeah.
And if can you download games for it?
You can. It's they're just starting to do it right now. It costs, I think, about $1 or $2 to pay on the game, but you can download stuff from basically Nintendo, Super Nintendo, N64, and also I know that you can download stuff from some Sega games.
Oh, that's neat.
And also some, I think, TurboGrafx maybe.
Well, the neat thing about that is that if you're downloading a game from the original NES, it's going to feel like the original NES because the controller has that same feel.
Yeah, definitely. So. And also, I'd like to say that one of my special correspondents, Stupid Sister, let me know that there's a good possibility they're trying to work out right now a deal so that they can bring GoldenEye to it, too, for download.
Sweet.
Which would be completely awesome. I got to say, GoldenEye is probably definitely within my top five games ever for my favorite games. I'm not sure if it'd be number one, but it'd be right up there.
I am no good at that game.
It's not for everybody, but I tell you what,
it's fun
was
to
a
watch.
Time and a
it
place.
Is absolutely fun to watch, and it's fun to watch you just decimate people.
When that came out in high school, I mean, it was like I didn't even want to go to school anymore. All I wanted to do was play that stupid game. And I tell you what, I played all through college, and even now, even still, that N64 is still hooked up. Just
yeah.
for whenever someone wants to come over and play GoldenEye, because that game was truly a phenomenon. I mean, every time I think of James Bond, I think of that game. I don't
That's
even really
funny.
Think about the movies that much.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, what else about the Wii? There were a few problems that I had though.
Yeah, and it could just with some of them, it might just be the setup that they had there.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that they had it set up so that, you know, kids who are like 2 feet tall could play.
Definitely.
You know, and technically then, you know, adults could play too, but
yeah.
but it was the sensor was set at a lower height.
Yeah, so it was a little more difficult, like aiming the remote. Where I found it the most difficult was trying to aim the bow and arrow for Zelda.
Yeah,
that's where I was having the most trouble with the direction of the remote. I gotta tell you though, of all the games there that I played, the one I found most enjoyable was Excite Truck. I really enjoyed the fact that, you know, you hold the controller almost like a standard Nintendo controller, but you move it from right to left like a steering wheel. I know, I'm making these hand motions. I know, I don't know any
Everyone
other way.
Everyone is watching
it's
you.
It's like, I know.
Everyone
we need a webcam
who's
right
to
now.
Their radio
just so you can,
is watching you.
I know. It's fantastic. And
you can keep using your hands. I'm just going to laugh at you.
You know, they're all going to laugh at me anyway, so it doesn't matter. But it's really an exciting game and a lot of fun. So I was having a great time with that.
I really liked the boxing.
The boxing
was
also a lot of
fun. I was having
fun,
like giving uppercuts and,
yeah.
and punching guys in the side.
Yeah.
And
it's great because the nunchuck controller that you put in your left hand also has a sensor in it too. So you
right.
can use both your arms. So it's not like you're just punching with your right arm.
Yeah, it's really cool. The thing about it is that you really should wear the strap because
yeah.
if you've been reading the news lately, there have been lots of incidents of people breaking their TVs
yeah.
and breaking their Wiis because
yeah.
it's hard, you know, you let go sometimes. I mean, I'm certainly a clumsy, clumsy person.
Yes,
so
you're very clumsy.
When we get the Wii, I will make sure to wear the strap on my wrist because I could just see that TV big hole through it.
Yeah,
because
television throughout the country are being decimated by the Wiimote. It's amazing. It's like
yeah.
a ballistic missile or something.
Yeah,
you got to be really very careful with that. That Wii controller, I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much all that we have to say about the Wii right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, well, except I do have one more thing
Ooh,
to say.
Me.
Unfortunately, though, it seems that the honeymoon might be over before it started because
yeah.
it's right now Nintendo is facing a lawsuit from a company called Interlink who claims that they came up with a device much like the Wii Remote in 2000 and have it patented. So, and it's a device where you essentially, it's all basically how it's laid out is it says it's a device that you point at something like a computer and, you know, use the trigger and buttons. I mean, it's pretty like broad terminology, but according to the article I read, when you actually get in there, it sounds a lot like the Wiimote, so.
Yeah, but the question is the technology the same?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah. And so, you know, but I think it'll be okay, and I can't wait to get one. I think it's
Absolutely.
A fantastic thing. Obviously, you watch it and you realize that they were not going for graphics in this
yeah.
one. I mean, especially with the Wii Sports. And also, we also saw another system being played today, huh?
The PS3.
PlayStation 3, which I
oh
thought
my
looked
god,
freaking
the graphics
amazing.
They are incredible.
Like off the hook, off the chain,
I
off
mean,
pretty
I,
much
I've
anything.
I've seen the Xbox 360 graphics, and I have to say, I haven't been terribly impressed
yeah.
by them. I thought I'd be way more impressed, but seeing the PS3 graphics, and granted, it was, you know, on an HDMI connection. It was
yeah.
it was on a, you know, a beautiful TV, but the graphics were amazing. I was so impressed.
Just impeccable. Yeah, they were great. I was really impressed by that.
And the movement of the characters, it was like they're getting it to the point where they're getting close to realism.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And obviously, you know, that TV must have been like a 1080p TV also.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's a Sony TV with a Sony PlayStation.
Yeah, but like, it was beautiful. Amazing. We saw NBA, was it NBA 07? Looked amazing.
I think so, yeah.
It was great. Okay, well, I guess that's it for the Wii. Though I do feel bad for all the large people in the world who are like football or basketball players, because they're going to have trouble with that Wii mode, I think.
Yeah.
They're pretty much going to eclipse that thing with their hands.
But yeah, absolutely.
For all the rest of us, we should be okay.
Anyways, we are going to take you to a short commercial break, but we will be back with more in the world of geek.
Bye-bye.
We are back. You're listening to Geek World on KCLAFM.com with your superhero, super hosts, Anime and Dave.
Yes.
So, we're on to Smallville.
Yes, yeah, and I understand for some of you, Smallville is not a fantastic radio conversation, though this was a very special Smallville.
A very Mexican episode of Smallville, apparently.
This episode of Smallville really opened up the borders. Literally, it was a border. It was a border episode Smallville. They actually took a, they had a political episode.
Did you know, Dave, that there is Mexican slavery going on in Kansas?
It's rampant and terrible, really. In
Kansas.
In Kansas. Kansas. It's one of the worst places that's going on with that Mexican slavery labor. It's sad, really. The episode started off with two characters, Javier and Francisco.
Yes, Javier and Francisco, the Mexican slaves in Kansas.
Yeah, that was something. Yeah, right there. And it goes on and on and on, and it's... I don't even know what to say about this episode.
You had a lot to say about it before.
Yeah, well, it has a lot of layers on it. It's strange. It's creepy in some ways.
Yeah.
I mean, should we talk about the connection that Clark Kent has with Javier, our main character?
Let's discuss that. Do you want me to talk about it?
You should talk about it, yeah.
Well, Javier and Clark, they have this strong bond because...
Yes.
As Clark put it to his mom.
Quite eloquently also.
Mom, I'm an illegal alien too.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, Clark. The whole time I'm watching, I'm like, I kind of wanted Martha Kent to go, yeah, dude, but you're like a space alien. Like, from another galaxy.
Yeah.
It's not really the same thing.
Yeah, you'd be put in a cage and, dissected.
Yeah. He's just going to get deported if he gets caught.
Which, I agree. He should be with his mom.
Sure.
It would be great.
Yeah.
You know, they both, stay in the country and he hangs out with his mom and all is well. But it's not the same thing, Clark.
No, it's certainly not the same thing. And, all politics aside, it was just a very odd episode. And what's funny is you can really tell the way that they put together Smallville, which is the fact that they write it in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And they shoot it in Vancouver. Because, like, I mean, seriously... It was, what else can we say about it?
Would it even be, like, Mexican immigrants in Kansas? Like, how long would they have to travel?
I don't even know. It's, like, completely crazy. I don't even understand.
It makes no sense.
And at first we thought maybe it wasn't in Kansas, right? And then, like, they're trying to escape the farm, and they end up on the Kent farm. We're like, okay.
Maybe he ran from, Los Angeles, the farm, a cornfield.
Yes,
from Los
a cornfield
Angeles
in Los
Angeles.
Wow, that kid is fast, I'll tell you what. Well, when you're being chased by a freak of the week, you better get going.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, every scene with Tom Welling and that kid was just creepy as hell. It was so weird. And
when Clark looked at the kid and said to him, "You're not gonna tell anyone about this, are you?"
Yeah.
It could have been a page out of like some child molester movie of the week.
It was like, the Neverland Ranch articles or something.
Oh my gosh.
I mean? It was just too much. It was so odd. And they would always like they even the editing, they would just stay on Tom a little too long
and
there.
Made these
and you
faces.
Just look at him, you know. I understand as an actor, you know, he's got to have a lot of takes they can use, but they did not do justice for him the way they shot or edited that piece.
And I know it was supposed to be warm and friendly.
Yeah.
And they were connecting.
Yeah.
But it was not. That's not the impression that it gave.
No, it was
this
creepy.
This was a scary episode of Smallville.
It was very,
this
very,
was
very weird.
Scarier than any episode I think I've
yeah,
ever seen of it.
I was totally creeped
I
out by
terrified.
Clark Kent on this one. I couldn't believe it. So,
so the bad
a politically
guy,
charged Smallville.
Yeah. The bad guy was a freak of the week.
Yes.
And we actually got, he was caught pretty early on in the episode.
Yeah, there was pretty much no...
Or at least he was discovered, and
yeah.
then he, you know, burrowed again, because that's what he does.
Yes.
This guy, he manipulates the minerals in the earth and burrows.
He's basically a gopher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
a groundhog,
a
gopher,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty scary, that one. Yeah. And I guess that
But he
they,
also, you know, murdered his Mexican slaves in Kansas.
Yes, he did. All of them. It was terrible.
Anyone
really.
Who would try to run away.
Yes. Ever, by the way.
Ever.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though he had only had powers for, what, maybe a year or two?
Well,
and
it
also,
could have been from the first one. Who knows? No.
No, 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 no.
From
he was talking about the second
one.
Meteor shower, yeah.
So and it was about a year.
It was about a year,
year and a half, yeah.
yeah. And, gosh, I mean,
the
I don't even know
what to
say.
The episode, I think, was to try and, like, put a focus on Lex and Lana.
Yeah.
You know, because when you know who the bad guy is, then you're not focusing at all on trying to find out who he is.
And Lana, of course, always being the positive role model for young ladies, is very astute and made the comment this week. Of course, I should preface this with the fact that Lex Luthor had proposed marriage to
yeah,
her.
In the episode we didn't see.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Time Warner. Anyway, but basically she made the astute comment that money equals power.
Yeah.
So luckily now Lana is a capitalist, quite the capitalist now.
Yeah.
So and she says, think of all the good we could do with that money or our money or whatever. I think it's Lex's money actually.
Completely.
Yeah. I think that he, he put a lot of people through torture and death and all kinds of awful things to get that money. You're not just going to take it from them.
Yeah, seriously.
So it's just too much.
Yeah, and
yeah,
then, you know,
the show is so weird.
What's face? Clark does his usual bursting in on Lex and calling
yeah.
him out. How could you do this? And Lex, as usual, goes, okay, what did I do this time? Because that's getting old, too. It's like, how many times can Clark go into Lex's office now that he is officially not welcome, even though his security guards have no problem just letting Clark in and run rampant through
God,
the
mansion. God, I was praying for the Green Arrow to show up and shoot somebody with an arrow in that freaking episode. I know, we missed one episode. I was like, all this stuff has changed.
But anyway, so, you know, he just bursts in and, you know, calls out Lex and is like, you know, these people were murdered on the farm that you owned. Well, okay.
It was too much.
Clark.
Yeah, well, let's even stop. I can't even talk about Smallville anymore. But can we talk about the commercials in between really quick? They
okay.
were so funny.
So in the middle of Smallville on the CW, they were promoing Aragorn.
Aragorn. I don't know. It's weird. It sounds exactly like the name of the main character from Lord of the Rings. Or not the main character, but one of the main characters, Aragorn. Yeah, it's Aragorn or whatever. I don't even know what they call it. A lot of people seem to say it a different way.
Yeah.
And even like people were promoing for the film, but I believe it's Aragorn.
That's how it's spelled, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so yeah. whatever. But they had the main actor who's in that movie, you know, the British guy. And, you know, it's so weird
guy.
Because, you know, while he's saying, it's like, hello, I'm whatever my name is, Ed Sleepy or something like that,
yeah,
wasn't
like
it?
Ed Sleepy.
Like, hello, I'm Ed Sleepy, star of the upcoming Aragorn, right? And he's got this really, really low voice, right? And they cut to a trailer, it's like, I will be Lord of the Dragon Riders! You know, something like that. It's just like, what is going on here?
But nothing was better
yeah, nothing
than
was
when
better.
He said, if you like Smallville,
you'll love Aragorn. It's like, what?
What?
And I'm standing there like, dude, you're like an actor guy, and they made you say that. You
yeah.
just said that, man. I could not believe that. I was like, that is so hokey beyond like all means.
And the worst part is, if you like Smallville, why would you like this movie?
Yeah, God.
Why?
And talk about, like, the worst episode of Smallville. I'll put that added, too. I'm like, I used to like Smallville. I don't know anymore. Oh, God. It was just so weird. And I think they had like a similar one for Supernatural.
Well, except, yeah, for Supernatural, except all he did was say, and now back to Supernatural.
I know.
The really funny part about that was it was played right before our commercial.
Yeah. Oh, God. It was so weird.
What
so,
a mess.
Yeah, it was, that was too much. I mean, I don't know how the movie's going to be. I don't have any opinion on it. I heard the book wasn't terribly good, but whatever. You know, the special effects look okay, but seriously? Jeez, that was weird.
Yeah. So, anyway, so on to Heroes.
On to a good TV show for once.
Thank God for Heroes. This is the last episode before the hiatus.
Yep.
And we learned a lot more.
Fallout. It was awesome.
It was fantastic.
We're going to give away, if you haven't seen it yet, you better turn off the radio because we are certainly going to talk about the ending of this while we have time. Oh, gosh, where should we start? So much happened in this episode.
I don't know. Why don't you go in the...
Oh, gosh, that's my...
I am making you talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, I got to talk. I don't want to talk. Okay, anyway.
You're on the radio. Of course you want to talk.
Okay, I'd love to. we learn a lot this episode. We know that Peter got arrested after trying to save Claire. So he was in a kind of a holding in Odessa, Texas. So he was there for a while. And then we find out that Claire is about to tell her father about herself. But he comes out and tells her already that he knows about her.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, didn't she tell him and then she says, I've known? Or he says, I've known?
You know, I don't think she even got it out. I thought that he told her right before she even said anything that I already know. But, you know, you could be right.
Yeah, I don't
and
remember.
So he basically goes ahead, finds out everyone who also knows, which is, you know, her friend
and
her brother. And he has the Haitian erase all their memories.
Yeah.
Of course, Claire doesn't know that her father is this, you know, quasi-moral type character, you know. We don't know if he's good or bad. He obviously does evil things. Is he an anti-hero or is he truly a villain? We don't know that.
But he doesn't exactly do evil things because, you know, with Eden, he, you know, turned her from being a career criminal into someone who helps
I guess,
him,
but I mean,
really
it's like, but I guess, but at the same time, he's still using her. He's still keeping her a prisoner and making him do his whims, so it's only a look at it.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
But we still don't know what his purpose is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he could be in the business of, you know,
saving the world. I know. It's like the government in X-Files or something. Oh, I'd also like to say real quick, I'd like to make an announcement that the young man who does play Claire's friend in Heroes, I believe his name is Thomas Decker? Is that
something
it?
Something like that.
Good for him. He just landed a great role. He just landed a role on the new pilot called the Sarah Connor Chronicles. Wow, that was really much harder to say than
I thought. If any of you don't realize who that is, the character in Terminator 2.
Well, character in Terminator, yeah.
Yeah.
The mom of John Connor, the savior of our world. So anyway, Fox is going to make that pilot, and
it's going to be on Fox?
Well, Fox is making it. I don't know if it's going to be on Fox or Sci-Fi Channel, but I think it might be on Prime Time. It might be a Fox show. Either way, he's going to play a young John Connor, so good for him.
Yeah, I can totally see him in the role.
Yeah, I think he'll be good at that part. So that's a pretty big coup. It's almost like anything that touches the show turns into gold. Anyway, though, back to Heroes. What else happened in Heroes? Let's see.
When Milo and Matt Parkman are in a room together, we learn about feedback.
Yes.
There is feedback when there's two telepaths. And they did a really kind of cool job with it, with the room kind of spinning and stuff.
It was excellent. Yeah, they would have blur in the frame, you know, between the two of them. And you could hear that there was feedback. And Parkman, you know, did Parkman even hear his own voice or something like that?
He might
But
have.
I know that like Milo heard Parkman's thoughts and also heard the girl's thoughts
yeah.
And like there was all kind of crazy stuff going on. So that was really excellent.
When the Haitian went to clear Claire's memory
at the very end of the episode.
He told her what was going on and, you know, more or less who her father is and said, you have to keep this secret. I'm not going to erase your memory. So now it's like we know he can speak English.
Yeah, and that he might not be as bad as we all thought. You know, he might be kind of a victim in this whole thing.
Yeah, and let's see, what else happened?
Well, I mean, a huge thing happened in the end,
well,
but there's got to be a few other things
before
that there.
Milo ends up, first of all, Milo in the dreams.
Yeah.
We don't really know what's going on with that, but it's...
He's also getting sick, too.
Yeah, he's getting...
Let's talk about Siler in the prison. Do you want to do that? Or did you want to talk more about Milo and the dreams?
Well, we have about a minute.
We have about a minute. Siler, of course, is still in prison there. And Eden decided that she wanted to... She did two things. The first thing she did, because she grew a conscience, was she freed Heroin Man.
Yeah.
Isaac Mendez,
who went to go see
Hiro and Ando.
Hiro and Ando, yeah.
And then she decided that she would push Siler and have him shoot himself in the head because he was evil and shouldn't be around.
Yep.
So she went into the room and she talked to him and she told him that she was going to do that. And, you know, she had the pistol in her hand and Siler used his telekinesis to push her through the window that he was staying at and was going to steal her memory, or was going to steal her powers, obviously, the powers of persuasion.
Yeah.
But instead, now a few people have seen a few different things. What I saw was right before he cut her brain open, she pointed the gun towards her head and shot herself so he couldn't take her power.
And while I didn't notice that, that makes complete sense to me.
Yeah. So Eden basically, you know, did quite a good thing for humankind before she died, which was, you know, very nice considering she was kind of bad in the beginning. So Siler did not get that power, the one power Siler didn't get. But then I guess all we have time for now is to say what happened in the ending, right?
Yeah.
So Milo has a dream, and Milo is essentially Vash the Stampede.
Yeah.
Milo, it turns out, might, after all, be that bomb that goes off in New York.
And he might be the one that Isaac painted the picture of.
Yeah, when he first had to get high again to save Claire.
Which means he's going to have to meet Radioactive Man at some point.
Yeah, that would only seem the possible thing, unless there's another character who also can explode.
Fireball Man?
Yeah, Fireball Dude, you know, whatever. But you're like Nitro in Marvel Comics. But yeah, so that was the big twist ending. Milo there is the bomb. Perhaps. Yeah. That is if his dreams are even true, because we still don't know where the dreams come from.
Well, so far they've been true. He dreamt
about his brother. Yeah.
That's the thing. He dreams a lot about his brother. He dreamt again about his brother going into his cell and had the conversation with him that he had when his brother came into the cell.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're totally right. So,
the dreams are pretty
accurate. I know, but can he stop it? That's the big question now. And can he even stop his power? I mean, he can't control his power. If he's around somebody, he absorbs the power. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
So, pretty scary.
So, that is all the time that we have for this episode of Geek World. If you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to animeontheradio@yahoo.com, animayontheradio@yahoo.com, or check out our MySpace page at myspace.com/geekworld. We are taking you out today with a song called Bones by The Killers off of their new album, Sam's Town.
The video has Devin
Aoki. The video does have Devin Aoki, and it's a really kind
of
cool video.
Dead or Alive, that may or may not have already come out.
So here's Bones
for
you.
So don't you want to come with me?